This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We don't yet know why a gunman opened fire in Tulsa, Oklahoma yesterday, killing four people. The latest in a tragic string of mass shootings in this country. The AP's Ben Thomas.
In the wake of mass shootings at an elementary school in Texas and a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, word of an active shooter on a hospital campus in Tulsa had people on alert. Nicholas O'Brien tells KTUL his mother was in one of the buildings.
They were rushing people out. I don't know if some of them were injured or just had been injured during the shooting, but some of them couldn't walk very well.
And O'Brien says the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that left 19 children and two teachers dead was on his mind.
I was pretty anxious. So once I got here and then heard that she was okay, the shooter had been shot and was down, I felt a lot better. It still is horrible what happened.
Police say four people were killed in addition to the shooter, who died from an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The shooting in Tulsa comes as families in Uvalde, Texas, begin burying the dead from the school shooting there. 21 people were killed. The white 18-year-old accused of shooting and killing 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket will hear the charges against him in court today. The Senate is not likely to take up this bill, but the House Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing today on raising the age limit for buying a semi-automatic centerfire rifle from 18 to 21. Queen Elizabeth is joining in 4 days of celebrations in Britain. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Cheers go up from thousands of people lining the streets to celebrate Queen Elizabeth II's 70-year reign. 4 days of celebrations honouring the Queen's 70 years on the throne are underway, with a display of British military traditions stretching from the days of horse and cannon to the jet age.
This is AP News. Now to the baby formula shortage. The AP's Sagar Magani.
President Biden said yesterday he was not briefed on the prospects of a shortage until 2 months after a major production plant was shut down.
I don't think anyone anticipated the impact.
He had just finished meeting with baby formula company executives like Reckitt's Robert Cleveland.
We knew from the very beginning this would be a very serious event.
Echoing others who said they knew the shutdown would severely impact U.S. supply.
They did, but I didn't.
Which undercuts the administration's bid to show it's been on top of an issue that's hit many families with young kids hard, though Biden's spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the White House was addressing it since days after the plant closed.
We have been doing this a whole-of-government approach since the recall.
She says the president's frustrated by the whole situation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.